Today I want to talk about social media popularity addiction and why I quit. I believe the popularity addiction that many people suffer from in social media is downright pathetic. I'm going to tell you in plain business terms why I quit putting that drug in my bloodstream and stopped caring about appearances of popularity, having a squillion followers, or stressing about having the highest clout score. In short, it is because those things are not what pays the bills, and they can even be quite destructive pursuits. If you will look at it rationally, for just a moment, I'll show you why the fashionable illusion of popularity fails the test of real business value. If you are ready to breathe a sigh of relief, you may want to pay attention and join me on the road to recovery. For the most part, you probably don't follow people on Twitter or like them on Facebook because you're planning to do business with them. Sometimes, perhaps. But how often? Really, how often do you use that long list of people you are connected to as a reminder for your shopping list? When you need to pick up something on your next shopping venture, you don't go and see who you're following to decide what to buy or who to buy from. No, you don't. Okay, maybe you do. But if that's the case, you're in a very small minority. If you buy from them, it is likely because they built a positive brand image and became more memorable. Then why is it so many people out to sell something have it in their head that other people are using social media for formulating their shopping list? They aren't thinking in rational human terms, that's why. They are thinking in terms of appearances and what may make them look more important or popular, rather than building a sustainable brand recognition. I guess that must make sense to some people, but not the successful ones, not the ones with two brain cells to rub together. Let me explain it like this. If you saw only 426 people following Subway restaurants on Twitter, it probably wouldn't alter your thoughts about buying a Subway sandwich. You buy from them because they make an awesome sandwich, and you've heard of them because they built their brand based on those awesome sandwiches. That's also why they don't have 426 followers on Twitter. They have 184,847. They produce something people want, and they made it memorable. Conversely, if you see that a small real estate firm has 184,847 Facebook likes, it doesn't mean they've got a house you want, or that they will be any better at selling your house. In fact, it may mean that they're playing the popularity game and prioritizing poorly. People often get this all mixed up and think that popularity is what creates success, while the opposite is really true. It works the other way around. Successful branding creates the popularity. If you try to fake it or shortcut it, you will only deceive yourself. And I can back it up with facts, figures, and common sense. You can lie to me, but don't lie to yourself. If you're trying to lie to me, I'll break out the real numbers. Try this one on for size. Here's a recent snapshot of a random 100 people who followed me on Twitter, along with the results I put together from over 1,000 tweets of my previous 10 blog articles. See my article, Twitter in Numbers, Marginal, Not Magical. Click it and read up if you want the real truth. Perhaps too many people latched onto the fallacy of more is better, or the crazy idea that social media marketing is just about the networking, but it's not. The psychology of social media popularity. Look, nobody is fully immune to the notion that a perception of popularity will somehow serve them. I've even heard it from people who have absolutely no business case to have a big audience. When I've asked people about it, they're often confused by why I think it's unimportant. A small number of them are honest enough to admit that they want the popularity because it makes them feel good, and it makes them feel more productive or more important. In reality, a Twitter follower or a Facebook like is a terribly weak way to measure your brand's love, but I see it all the time. I've heard many instances of companies wanting to know how much it will cost to acquire X number of friends, fans, followers, or other useless measures. A much smaller number is asking how to breathe awesomeness into their brand and earn a faithful brand advocate and customer. Something those who participate in the popularity contest are reluctant to admit is that more social media connections alone does not equal true popularity or value. What it can do, however, is make them feel like they are making progress even when there is no true progress at all. It often just means those connections had the same psychological need for validation and they are participating in the absurdity of implied reciprocity. These people are completely confusing cause and effect, and they are wasting precious resources like time and money. The hope is often to have hundreds of people tweeting and Facebooking about them. That's a different kind of popularity, and it means your message is spreading. I don't begrudge anybody for that, and I won't call them a fool. In fact, it is just great. That may actually have value, and it may land the right person to become a customer. It is a sign of doing something well. That kind of popularity is often due to legitimate reasons. Many people think the perception of popularity is really important, but try for a moment to believe me that it is wildly overrated. Maybe you think a large faux following will help your business, but what will really matter is who they are and how they feel about your brand. Look at how you use social media, and then consider why you think everybody else is so different. Unless you are doing something totally different and awesome, it really seems arrogant to believe they are paying more attention to you than you are them. You may find a number of people or companies that you find interesting, but don't tell me for a second that you found thousands of people you really intend to keep up with and give attention to what they have to say. It simply does not work that way. Have you ever heard of Dunbar's number? It works both ways. And unless those people are really interested in you, it is worthless. For the truth, just picture yourself as one of those random names or faces you see as you look at who you are following or liking. Do you really pay attention to them? Do you really think they are paying attention to you? Let me tell you about the little company that couldn't. I want you to imagine this little company who couldn't. They set out to find popularity, and they paid a social media expert to help them amass an audience. But they wanted it done quickly and at a low cost. The social media expert could be blamed, and should rightfully be hung up by the short hairs, for delivering them a group of totally disinterested people to follow them on Twitter and like their Facebook page. The thing is, it is exactly what the company asked for, and they refused to see it any other way. It was what they were sure would work, and it was all they were striving for. They dictated exactly what they wanted, and now they've got an untargeted audience. Months later, they wonder why they are still not seeing a return on their social media investment. They have a huge audience, but those people just aren't rushing the gates to buy their stuff. It is often because they were too concerned by the cost of time, money, and hard work that they never questioned the return. As the company resentfully struggles with, what in the heck is wrong with these people? The competition is doing great. The competition saw the value of a strategy, and they stopped trying to be like everybody else. The competition realized that having a disinterested group of people to follow them, like them, and pad their egotistical desires for appearance without substance will not be worth a box of frog toenails if they're the wrong audience. Here's my theory on the value of popularity. I guess I should know a little about this. I have a metric squillion readers off my blog and a reasonably sizable following across my social networks. I don't need nor want everybody to love me, like me, or follow me. I don't concern myself with a bigger audience because I would rather focus on the right people and give them something they want, something useful. That's why the audience is there in the first place. Without a focus on people's interest and doing something worthwhile, it has very little business value. I guess you could say that I'm reasonably popular, but I'm still working on the awesome factor every day. That matters a whole lot more to my business success and personal pursuits than just looking popular. Even with a great audience, it still requires a lot of effort. The most valuable audience is often the smallest target of all. Since I know you're curious, I'll share what my intended audience looks like. I seek people who understand the value difference between doing something and doing something well. I like to help them visualize the difference. When it comes to the way it all helps my business is because I seek people with enough faith in their company to become my next marketing client. It is a small target, indeed, but a falsely inflated audience is not how I intend to reach them. No, not at all. I reach my best audience by creating something valuable enough to you that you feel confident to pick up the phone and call me, recommend me to your CEO as a consultant on your next marketing campaign, share my knowledge with somebody else who will find it useful, or otherwise appreciate my work enough that you help the right clients find me. That is real social media business, as opposed to monkey business, and is far more important to me than a popularity contest. That's my take on the subject. Now, what do you have to say about it? Add your comments at awebguy.com, and I will just love to see them and respond. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm right. Maybe we're both right. I'm guessing those guys that are playing the popularity contest, they're not right. Have a good day.